Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
All right, I would like to do a little game with you guys called Extreme Obstacle. All right, if you have been in a relationship, maybe even your marriage, right, and you've gone through a crazy extreme obstacle in your relationship, I want you to call us right now, 404-741-Q100, and you tell us what that extreme obstacle was. Don't tell us if the relationship survived or not.
Okay.
We're going to try to guess if you guys made it or not. For instance, like if I had Tiger Woods on the line right now, right? 404-741-Q100. Yeah. Tiger would call up and go, you guys, I'll tell you what, I had a little problem with fidelity in my relationship, and I ended up cheating on my wife 17 times. 17 times. Did my relationship survive or not? Then we would go around the room and we would try to guess if you guys made it. Because in looking at their relationship, nobody would say that they've made it. But there were pictures this morning. It came out, they're kissing and stuff, right?
Yeah, they were in Windermere, Florida, which is where their home is in their neighborhood. And apparently they were spotted hugging and kissing each other. And sources close to the family say that they are definitely working it out and he is winning her back over again.
Now, this could be anything, okay? The guy I was dating, I found out, was sleeping with my father. Did my relationship survive or not? Then we guess. And this doesn't have to always be, you know, like you guys survived. It could be a breakup also.
Okay. But just don't tell us.
Just don't tell us.
Right.
I'm trying to think what other actor or athlete we could use as an example.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Because didn't he have an affair on his wife?
Yes.
An assault?
Assault.
Allegedly.
So we'd get the details of the Kobe situation, and we'd probably all say there's no way that that survived.
Well, did we get all the details, including the ring the size of my parents' one-car garage?
That's true.
404-741-Q100. Good morning, Abby. You're on the Voice Disguiser. And, of course, we can put all you guys on the Voice Disguiser. What's up, Abby?
Hey.
All right, so, Abby, just give us the details and don't tell us if it survived or not.
Okay. I cheated on my fiance. With one of my best friends, and like a whole month of it happened.
So you had a 30-day affair with your best guy friend?
My best guy friend.
While you were engaged?
Yes.
And you confessed this to your fiance?
Confessed it.
Okay.
Ooh.
And how many times did you have sex with this guy?
5, 10, I guess.
And how long was the relationship?
Up to this point. The fiance, 3 years.
3 years.
3 years.
All right. Okay. Cheated with one dude, best friend, 10 times in a month before they were going to get married.
Mm-hmm. I'm going no way.
You say no.
I say no.
Jen,
I say they got married.
No way.
I'm going with no way. Did you guys get married?
You want to know now?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
We're still engaged. He forgave me.
No,
still engaged.
Really?
When's your wedding day?
In May.
Is the best friend still around?
I chose to not keep him around.
I think that's
the only reason you're engaged.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. So he's stuck around.
Trust
issues gone now?
The trust issue was there for a little bit. It's gone now, though.
Wow.
I mean, it'll take time, of course, but...
It's not. It never...
It never goes away.
It'll never go away, but...
Yeah. Okay, Abby, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, right, good luck in that marriage.
Yeah, that one survived.
Wow.
At least now, okay?
All right.
Denise wants to be on the Voice Disguiser, 404-741-Q100. Hey, Denise.
Hi.
All right, give us the extreme obstacle your relationship went through, then we'll try to guess if it survived or not, then you tell us the result, okay?
Okay.
All right, go for it.
At the time, 9-year relationship with my girlfriend, I had an affair with a man, got pregnant, and kept the baby.
And you were in a relationship with a woman at the time?
Yes.
For almost a decade?
Yes.
Wow.
I would say the relationship did not survive.
I'm going to go with no.
Hell no. I'm going with yes, you and your girlfriend are raising the baby together.
I'm going to go with... yes, you're still together, and Melissa will use this model to have her baby.
Right. You keep trying, Jeff. You keep trying. I'm keep right knocking here. On that door.
Listen, I got a trombone in your hands, and that's where it starts.
Denise, did the relationship survive?
The relationship survived. Our son is 18 months old.
And you and the girl are together, raising the kid.
We are together.
And where's dude?
Yeah, where's
daddy?
The, yeah. Where's the baby daddy?
God only knows.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
And you were a lifetime lesbian up until that point?
Yes.
And had one night with this guy?
Yes.
How'd you do it? How'd he do it? Like, what did he say?
No, 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 no.
Or
no, no, no.
Like, I just
no.
Can you hold? Can I talk to you off the air?
Yeah, like for. I mean, your whole life you held out. So what did this guy say that you like? You know what? I'm gonna give this try one time.
God,
I'm curious.
Thank you so much for helping all lesbians out, honey.
No, seriously, how did it happen that one time?
Why'd you choose him?
It wasn't like that. It was just there had been some other circumstances in the relationship that caused me to have a weak moment.
Oh, so
and he caught me at the right time.
With a guy?
Yeah.
Huh?
Wow. Yeah, I just can't see it
with a guy. He hit the lottery. Mm-hmm. He just hit the lottery.
Are you feeling weak or strong today, Carter?
These stories do kind of irritate me because, I could be weak. There's never a moment in which a guy could be in bed with me.
This
ever.
Is what for a guy. This is a
ever.
This is a really moment. Mm-hmm. Like it would be like you finally saying yes to Jeff and him going, really?
Sure? Yeah.
I would ask you while it's happening. Are you sure you want to be doing this?
And there's no.
Are you 1,000% positive that we all should be here?
I wouldn't even give you a millisecond to think about it again. As soon as you said yes, right on it.
Just done. Funny.
Ugh. All right, Leslie, you tell us the extreme obstacle your relationship went through. Just don't tell us if the relationship survived until we ask you.
Okay.
Okay.
My husband cheated on me with my worst enemy and got her pregnant.
Did not survive. No way.
Oh.
Now, was this a worst enemy from, like, I mean, this started in junior high and went through high school, or is this adult enemy?
It started junior high, went through high school, went through adult.
Oh,
so this is a nemesis.
Okay.
Nemesis. Lifetime nemesis.
I think a woman could survive her husband having an affair with her best friend over having an affair with her archenemy.
So you say no, it did not
survive.
No
way.
Jen.
Uh-uh.
I say you left him and you did his best friend.
Melissa.
I can tell by your tone, no, it did not work.
No way.
I say no way.
Actually, we found out a couple months later that she was blind. And that it was just a one-time thing, so I forgave him, and we've been married for 3 more years.
What?
What?
Really?
Yeah. I suck at this game.
Did she target your husband? Because you guys are enemies?
I think so. She, like, made fake doctor's papers and all sorts of crazy stuff. So, it was fun.
Look, my wife, Stacy, has a nemesis in her little itty-bitty town up there in Pennsylvania that was just bullying Stacy. For like 3 years. I mean, it was really, really bad. And I know her, Jamie Vansickle. And Stacy.
What are their names? Jamie Vansickle.
It's hilarious to me.
Stacy hates her as much. When she talks about her,
she hates
it's
her today.
Like it happened yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
The fact that you just said her name on the air, Stacy threw something in the
house.
Boom! I can't believe they fit together. What's her last name?
Vansickle.
Vansickle.
Yankee names.
Shyla doesn't need to be on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead. Tell us about the extreme obstacle.
Oh, it's Sheila.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh, Sheila.
Hey, Sheila. You don't need to be on The Voice Disguiser?
No, that's all right.
Okay. Tell us
just
what
call
happened.
Her Shyla.
Okay. The day before I was supposed to get married, my fiancé sat me down in the middle of our floor and told me that he was $130,000 in debt. I had no idea.
The night before you got married?
Woo!
The night before I was supposed to get married, invitations were sent, wedding was set, everything.
Was this like cash debt or is this like mortgages and stuff?
Oh, like credit card debt.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
Dang.
You went through with it. You married him, Wendy.
No, she didn't. No. No.
Yes.
Yeah, she did.
Yes, you married him.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to say it now?
Yes.
May 21st will be our 10-year anniversary.
Wow. So you went.
How long until you pay off that debt?
Yeah, a long time.
Still working on it, huh?
We're still working on it, yet, but it is very close to being paid off.
Wow. Good for you. That's amazing. Yeah. That's
amazing. Give $1,000 away at 7:15 every day. Just saying.
Wow, that's a lot to take on.
Here is Becky. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
All right, the extreme obstacle.
Extreme, okay, well, let's see. Married for 9 years, and we had 2 kids together. He was cheating on me for about 3 of those 9 years, as well as some drugs mixed in with it and some alcohol. So,
drugs, alcohol, affair for, you say 3 years?
About 3 years he was having the affair, yeah.
Okay. Did the relationship survive, Wendy?
No, her tone makes me say no.
No. Nope.
Yeah, I'm basing it on her tone, too.
Well, it did survive, and then I collected all my evidence and took some of his money and got out.
So it did not
survive. So it did not survive.
Yes, I said, okay. Yeah. You can have it right back.
It did survive until the divorce was finalized. Then it no longer survived.
Then it was finally done.
There was a brief survival period.
Yes.
Right.
Before I killed it.
He survived until I wrapped my arms around his neck and choked the life out of him. Then he was no longer a survivor.
This is all based on the whole Tiger Woods thing, man. The fact that he had all these affairs and they were taken. A photo was taken yesterday with them kissing. That he's going to survive this? No way.
Y'all are stupid. I just see Elon like, oh my God. Anyway, just, I can't believe she's doing this to herself.
Hey, Christy.
Hey.
Hi.
I have been in a relationship. We've had like a 16-year relationship. Mm-hmm. And of 10 of those years, I found out he was using drugs and I had no idea. I'm a little naive, I guess. And he's been to rehab like 5 times.
During your relationship?
Uh-huh.
He's been to rehab 5 times. So did
I say that he's sober now and you guys have made it?
Melissa?
No.
Yes.
Jeff?
I'm saying yes just because every one of them's a yes.
I'm going to go with yes. It made it.
Yeah, well, he's still struggling, but we are still together.
You are.
So he's not sober. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Are you in Al-Anon?
No. Wow. I tried it, but
Didn't work for you.
It didn't work for me, but I have a lot of, you know, support friends that have been through similar situations that I've talked to, so yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm not judging. All right, thank you. And here, we'll end this one with Terry here. Hey, Terry.
How you doing, guys?
Okay, good. You're on The Voice, Disguiser. Go for it.
Love the show.
Thanks.
Just wanted to add my comments. 30 years ago, I married my childhood high school girlfriend, even though both of us knew that I was gay.
You want us to know if it survived or not?
Hold on.
He married his childhood high school girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and they both knew at the time they got married that he was gay.
Right.
And you said that was 30 years ago?
30 years ago.
I say no.
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 I say you're still married.
To add to the mix, I have a 30-year-old son.
Okay. My guess is that you're married.
We are not married anymore, and I've been in the same relationship with the same guy for 25 years, blissfully happy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So let me just add to that. If you're gay and you know it, don't marry a woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is. If you've learned nothing from the show today, this is what you need to take away from it. Terry, one more time, your advice?
Don't get married if you know you're gay. Don't marry someone of the opposite sex.
Well, what I've taken away from it is everybody's guy's got a lesbian who will give him one chance.
This is The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.